My mama, she, when I was a little bitty boy, she used to kneel down with me by my bedside, and she didn't know how to pray, and I didn't either. We prayed a little old child's prayer. Now lay me down to sleep. It sounds good. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. And that sounds good. Like I told a lady at work, I said, you don't have access to God except through Jesus. And therefore, when we pray, we need to say, Father, in Jesus' name, now I lay me down to sleep. And I pray my soul you'll keep. And, you know, like I said, my mama, she prayed with me and I prayed with her. Neither one of us knew what was doing. Jesus told that woman in John 4, he said, you worship you know not what. A lot of people are in that category, and I certainly ain't putting them down. I mean, I think everyone ought to strive not just to know God, but to grow in the Lord and grow to that stature of soundness and stability where you're no longer tossed this way and tossed that way and not a double-minded, but you know somewhat of what you know and you know of whom you have believed and He knows you. But, you know, I think every child ought to have a praying mama. I think every mama ought to realize that child needs prayer. And they need to pray ahead about them and pray protection over them and pray God would lead them in life and help them to make right decisions, help them to go the way of God, not the way of the world. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know if Brother Vernon would do it or not, but I wish that he considered singing that song he sings about supper time. I really enjoyed him singing that Sunday. And I thought about that mama hauled out the door at supper time. And I don't know where I was, but if I didn't hear her, Daddy'd come out on the front porch and he'd say, time to eat! And whatever I was doing, I dropped it and took off running. Because I knew if he said it twice, it was... Well, back then they believed in spanking, let me put it that way. And I knew I'd get one if I didn't get there before Daddy said the second time. No matter what you're doing, it better not be interfering with getting home on time. And Brother Vernon, if he'd be willing to do that, I'd like him, Sister Linda, come here and share that. You listen to his song as they sing it. I know we want everybody to sing just right and everything and all that, and it'd be good. But just listen to the words of what this brother's saying. As he sang this song, I think it's got so great truth in it.
You know, when we sang that, I think when I was a child,
yes,
and my mom would go to pray, you know, I yes. can remember as a child, I had to just wait for her to call my name.
Yeah.
She would go through all those kids.
Amen.
I remember one time she would call my name.
Listen to
that. And I think I asked her, I said, Mommy, why didn't you call my name? You know, she didn't think anything about it. She didn't even know I was there waiting.
Bless you, Linda.
But she always, I'd stand and listen for her to call my name.
Always reach. Amen, Sister Linda. Big time.
I think Mother's Day is a very special day. Special to those, especially whose mother is still with them. But it can be just as special to us whose mother has already gone on because of the fond memories of that song that we sang.
Yeah.
And I thought of that song earlier, farther along, you know, Linda told me it wasn't a Mother's Day song yet or something. Anyway, but I thought of that song farther along. You know, in life, we don't understand a lot of things.
Right.
Never will understand. Paul the Apostle said that, he said, now I see through a glass dark.
Yeah.
You know, meaning that he didn't fully understand everything, that even though he could maybe see through it, but he didn't fully understand it. It wasn't totally revealed to him yet. And that's the way it is. And one of my earlier experiences, a young Christian, a young preacher, was the loss of my mother.
Yes.
And I thought it was the most, and probably was at that time in my life, it was probably the worst thing that I'd ever experienced. And it came rather suddenly and left me just devastated. Why? And this morning, Linda was playing at home and we sung that song, Farther Along. I'm glad that as we go through life, many things we don't understand. And it's best we don't understand everything. If we did, why, life would probably be a lot more messed up for us than what it is. But I'm glad that, as that song said, farther along,
yeah,
yeah,
all of
we'll understand it.
Yeah.
By and by. And even though after all these years, since back in the early 60s that my mother was taken away, I still miss her. I miss a lot of things that other people have enjoyed in life, the love of a mother, the presence of the mother, just being able to go to her and put your arm around her and tell her you love her,
yes,
and what she means to you. And I don't understand why many things happen the way they do, but I will one day, after a while, I'll understand it all. But I'm glad for those memories, and this is a wonderful old song. And I'm no singer, you all know that. Don't yes. claim to be, but that don't make any difference. It's what's coming from the heart
David.
That really counts. So listen to this old song. It's supper time.
Yeah.
Not only supper times that come to the meals that we have and eat those times. I remember those when we'd gather around.
Amen.
But I'm looking forward and pressing on to that great supper time in
Amen.
Heaven.
Amen.
Be wonderful, won't it?
Yeah.
And I know there, then, will I, as I enjoy the beauties and the treasures of heaven, will I be able to understand, along with my mother, why that God maybe took her away at a young age. Oh, I don't think I'll understand it as we would understand things today, but there, it'll not bother me. It'll not be there to torture me anymore.
Yeah.
That was the will of God. And so listen to this song, if we can get it started right. Many years ago in days of childhood, I used to play till evening shadows gone, and winding down that old familiar pathway. I heard my mother call and said, "Oh, son, come home, come home, it's supper time." The shadows lengthen fast. Come home,
bless you, preacher.
Come home, it's supper time. We're going home. Listen to this song. I don't know. One thing I regret about my mother leaving that I wish that I had more time with her the 6 weeks she's in the hospital. But I was in revival meetings. That's back in my younger days, and I was busy preaching, pastoring, and had a lot of revival meetings, and was in revival, in fact, when she passed away. But I remember, as I started to leave the hospital on the way to church with the evangelists, and we walked out of a room in Robert Long Hospital in Indianapolis, and the plate glass window in her room out into the hall, and as I turned, she waved by to me, but probably 50 feet down the corridor was the elevator that we were going down on. While we were waiting, pushed the button and waiting for the elevator to stop at our floor, a nurse came running down the hall calling my name, and I went back. And like I said, I wish I could have spent more time with her those 6 weeks, but I was working and in revival, and she told me, "You go preach the revival, go on." But God let me have the opportunity.
Yeah.
Instead of getting on that elevator and going down, it stopped. I was stopped to run back to the room and stood there by her bedside.
Yeah.
Beautiful sight as she went on and crossed over on the other side. Listen to this. I don't know if you ever had that opportunity or not. You say, "I don't think I could stand it." I'm glad for it. I wouldn't take nothing for it.
Listen.
One day beside her bedside I was kneeling, and angels
bless you, bless you, bless you, Lord.
You ever feel, you ever been there and when that angel came down? I've been there.
Bless you.
with loved ones and with members of the church and just people that I've called to the hospital with. And when that angel comes, you can feel the presence.
Yeah.
You know that he's there. Comes to get his own. Let's do that verse over. It's hard for me to sing this song, especially on Mother's Day. One day beside her bedside I was kneeling, and angels winked were wide open in the air. She heard the call for supper time in heaven, and now I know she's waiting for me there. Come home, it's supper time. The shadows lengthen fast. Come home, it's supper time. We're going home at last. I love this verse. In visions now I see her standing yonder. Her familiar voice I hear once more. The banquet table's ready up in heaven. It's supper time upon the golden shore. Come home, it's supper time. The shadows lengthen fast. Come home, it's supper time. We're going home at last.
Hey, hallelujah. Glory. Thank you so much, Brother Vernon.
Yeah,
you know, brother, there's some truth in that song. Amen. We're going home at last. Someone be going home today.
If you have a mother, you need to love her and appreciate her.
Yeah. Amen. I so appreciate him being willing to share that song with us. I thought about the last time he sung that song. He gave testimony about the dream that he had. I'm glad God didn't quench our spirit. I'm glad, like he talked about, you know, we see in part, we know in part, we see through a glass darkly. And the Bible said if we have hope in Christ Jesus only in this life, we'd be of all men most miserable, but Jesus said, I'll not have you be ignorant.
Right.
He said, you believe in God, believe also in me.
Right.
And he told us things. He said, I'll go away and prepare a place for you to where I am. There you may be also. We read the Word of God, and it says that Lord Jesus himself is going to come with the shout, the voice of archangel, and the dead in Christ are going to come with him. Those that sleep will be with him. He's going to bring with him when he comes, and we'll meet him in the clouds and be with the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be. I made an awful mess of quoting that. But in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, I'm glad there's going to be a meeting.
Right.
We're going to get to meet our loved ones again, thanks to the Lord. He's going to bring them with him when he comes, is what I was trying to spit out.
Yes.
I appreciate that. I like to share a thought with you. I wasn't kidding this morning. I got this morning, as I was taking a shower this morning, if you'll open, unless somebody's got a word in your heart, open up your Bible to 1 Kings chapter 3, Old Testament, 1 Kings chapter 3. I'll share, this won't be long, share what little bit Lord gave me this morning. I put my glasses on, I realized I was in 2 Kings chapter 3. Well, that'll help a bunch having my glasses on here. We'll read from verse 16 down to the end of the chapter. And this text is about Solomon. He's a young man. He's took the place of his father David. And he had asked God for wisdom. And God gave him wisdom. And this story here in the Bible speaks somewhat of the wisdom that God gave Solomon. Verse 16 said, then came there two women that were harlots unto the king and stood before him. And the one woman said, O my Lord, I and this woman dwell in one house. I and this woman And I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass the third day after that I was delivered that this woman was delivered also. And we were together. Sound like the way they do today. They just live together. That don't make it right.
Amen.
And I'll comment more on that here in a minute. Said there was no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house. And this woman's child died in the night because she overlaid it. And she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me while thine handmaid slept and laid it in her bosom and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I rose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son, which I did bear. And the other woman said, nay, but the living is my son, and the dead is thy son. And this said, no, but the dead son is thy son, and the living is my son. Thus spake they before the king. Then said the king, the one saith, this is my son that liveth, and thy son is dead. The other saith, nay, but thy son is dead, and my son is the living. And the king said, bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, divide the living child in two, and give half to the one, and half to the other. Then spake the woman, whose the living child was, unto the king. Men won't understand this, but women will. For her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, O my Lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. But the other said, let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it. Then the king answered and said, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof. And all of Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king. For they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. I want to preach today, and God gave me this thought, and I know it's Mother's Day, but I believe He would have this to be preached today, and if not, I still desire your prayers. I want to preach this morning, She's the Mother. Pray with me. Father, we thank you for the inspired, infallible, incorruptible Word of God that declares such great things even in the day and hour we're living in. Lord, it's not outdated, still applicable. You said men ought to live by every word of it, and Lord, today it seems like men shun it. Very few know anything at all about it. But those that have spent time in it know the treasures and the truths that it holds so dear. I pray, dear Father God, today you'd open your word to us. And let us, I pray, draw from the wells of the truths of the word of God. Lord, I pray our hearts would be challenged today and our minds be made to remember that, Lord, you gave this word. Your word itself says, Psalm 68, verse 11, that the Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. We know, Lord, from which it came. We know it came down from heaven to the hand of man. We pray your blessing on it today. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Solomon here, better him than me, in this predicament. Two women saying, that's my boy. In that dilemma, I guess a lot of men get into dilemmas like that. He had the wisdom of God to help him. And I tell you what, buddy, the Lord already knew who the mother was. But in this, I want to say a few things about this mother. Then I got 3 points that I want to preach about mothers. But I want to say something about this mother. Notice she never gave up. I mean, all the way from verse 16 to verse 22, she's pleading for her son back. Mothers don't give up. Jesus had an earthly mother. He may have had a stepfather on the earth. He had a heavenly father in heaven. but he had an earthly mother. She was there when he was born into this world, and she was there when he left this world. And at the cross, he looked down and said, "Woman, behold thy son." And he told John, "Behold thy mother." And from that hour, that disciple took Jesus' mother home with him. I don't think Jesus wanted his mother to see him when he gave up the ghost. And Brother Vernon talked about his mother. She waved to him. And I was there the day my mother died. And she didn't want me to see her die, Brother James. She asked me to leave, but I would not. And I remember the day my mother gave up the ghost. And like he said, you could feel the presence of God. And that comes to everyone. We're no different than anybody else. Your mother may be alive. Your mother may be out there in the cemetery, out there, at the grave place there. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm glad, praise God, I know where my mother is eternally. Amen. I was there the day my mother rededicated her life. I remember her coming here, her little boy, preach. And I remember sitting up on the front row, and I thought, "Mama, you shouldn't have done that. You should have sat back in the back." I already knew what God put on my heart. And I saw my mother scoot this way. And I saw my mother scoot that way. I saw her fidget a little bit. I saw her lip tighten up. And I was supposed to eat dinner with my mother that day. And I knew it wasn't going to be very good. I could tell her feathers were ruffled a little bit. See, that's the way the Word of God is. It's sharp. Amen. It's sharp and it's a two-edged sword. I mean, it's powerful. It's quick. It's alive. And I saw God's Word get a hold of my mother. Yes. You can't shake God's Word. Man, I'll tell you what, it still gets the job done. Amen? Yes. That's why Paul told the young preacher, he said, "Just preach the Word." Man, I don't want to preach Eddie Wade. I might mention him. But we need to preach the Word of God. The Word of God is the incorruptible seed. It's what God sent down here. That men might be saved. We're begotten by the Word. We're won by the Word. Amen. I'm telling you, it's the Word of God that works. Amen. Amen. I had to eat dinner with her that day, Molly. I thought, I wonder how this is going to go. I mean, I'm sure she thought, I wonder how this is going to go. But Brother Bobby, she sat on the front row. Anyway, I went over at her house and she threw my plate down and I already knew it was getting ready to get on, Linda. And she set my tea down, spilled it all over the place. I guess she just waited me to say something so she could fire off. But I never said nothing. Finally, she sat down, and Keith, I still hadn't said nothing. She couldn't take it no more, Gayla. She turned around and she said, "You always preach that way." And I said, "No, Mama, I held back because you was there." And she said, "I'll slap a dickens out of you." But I did hold back because she was there, Carolyn. I mean, I have to admit, you're not supposed to be a respectful person, but that's my mama. I did hold back, but she sat too close to the Word of God. I'll tell you right now, buddy, it still worked on me. I remember it working on me. But oh, listen, this woman, the mother of this child, she never gave up. I see women that's children have been abducted and they never give up for years. They keep hoping somehow their child will be found. Somehow someone will come up with a clue to what happened to their child. A mother never gives up. Everybody else may, but she won't. But this woman, she never gave up. And the odds were against her. I mean, this other woman had her child, Brother Melvin, been laying claim to her child, but she never gave up. I don't know how it was that they ended up before the king, but I'll tell you one thing, reason. I believe it's because she never gave up. But I also had mentioned that her bowels yearned upon her son there in verse number 26. And the reason for that is because her love was real. It could not be hid. Some people can hide their feelings, but mothers can't. Then the tears fall. Then your hearts melt. Mothers, they can't hide their love. Their love is more than superficial. Their love is so deep that their bowels yearn upon their children. And they want to hold their children. They want to look in the face of their children. And they want to pull them up close and hold them tight. Someone said, and I don't know, maybe y'all heard this, but I've heard this said, And I'm sure some of y'all probably know this. But they say a boy is a son till he takes a wife, but a daughter is a daughter all of her life. And this woman here, you know, she had a son. And there is a point there, and this is true, that a mother needs to let go of that son and let him bond with his father so he can be a man. It's important. I mean, my mama, there was a time she let me go. I mean, money changed hands, but she let me go. And I went with my dad. And I started running with him and started fishing and hunting and doing manly type things. And I know that was a grief to her. I know it probably was an enjoyable thing, but as a son, she had to let me become a man. And child rearing, it's not as easy in the day and hour we're living as it was back then. I mean, they don't attack you in the schools. They didn't back then like they do now and tell you, hey, you're not interested in girls, you're gay. And by the way, I know we've got famous actors coming for us saying they're gay. And we've got anchor men on news. What's your name, 360 there, old yeah, Anderson Cooper, 360, come forward. He's gay. And we got famous athletes come forward and they're announcing they're gay. But I'd like to announce this morning I'm not gay. I never will be gay. I never was gay. Never going to be gay. I'll just tell you right now, I don't care if every church in the United States embraces gay. I'll never do it. I got enough Bible in my belt to know it's an abomination in sight of God. I got enough Bible in my belt to know it's vile affection. And I'll tell you right now, I can take the Word of God and the Bible says He beareth not the sword in vain. I can take the Word of God and skillfully take the Word of God and show you that it's not of God. It comes from Satan. It's sin in the sight of a holy God.
Amen.
There'd be no mothers if there hadn't been male and female in the beginning.
Right.
Jesus said in the beginning, He made a male and female.
Right.
For this cause shall a man leave his male and female, father and mother, and cleave to his female wife. And they twain shall be one flesh. God said that in Genesis chapter 2, I believe it is. But anyway, things are different now. And children's minds are being attacked, bombarded. And they need praying mothers behind them to keep them from this solicitation, this proselyte. I don't know how to say what I'm saying here, but let me say this mother, her bowels yearned upon her son. And because of that, verse 27 said she received her son again. You know, a mother, a title, all don't get to bear. I mean, Hannah, she said to her husband, give me children or else I die. I mean, every woman wants to be a mother, but all don't get to be a mother. The Bible says children are heritage from the Lord. I use that a lot witnessing, Carolyn. I'll see a young mother, and most times she's by herself. I see her with a child. I say, where'd you get that little boy and little girl? Did you get that out there at Walmart? And she'll grin. She'll say, no. I say, do you know where it came from? She said, yeah. God lent it to me. Amen. We get to borrow them. And you know, Hannah said it right, lent it to me. You don't get to keep them. One day you got to let go. But if you're going to let go of them, let them go to God. Don't let them go to the way of this world. Don't let them go, by the persuasion this world's going. I mean, this world's on a course for hell. It's going in a handbasket. Sad. But it's sad. As sad as it is, I'm glad, praise God, a godly mother and a godly father can still instill in the heart of a little child that they came from God. Amen. They got a new movie out. I've been saying a lot about movies. I want to retract what I said about Noah. I have no intention of ever watching it. Some friends of mine that have seen it told me, they said, Brother Eddie, I was terribly disappointed. I went to see it, and God's name was not mentioned through the whole movie. How in the world could you make a movie about a story in the Bible and not make mention of God in the whole movie? And I said to somebody, I wanted to go see that movie, The Son of God. And one of the guys I work with said, Eddie, save your money, don't go see it. One of Jesus' disciples was a woman. I pray you tell me of the 12 that he chose, which one was a woman? That's right. Well, that's the way Hollywood does it. But now this movie that's come out, and I hope I don't have to eat my words, this movie that's come out called God is Dead. I heard about it, and to my amazement, I've seen a little bit of it on Fox News. And these guys that sing the soundtrack to this movie, Mike Huckabee said it's the most visited YouTube video on the internet, about 7 million times or something like that. So I have my little granddaughter, and I'm a grandpa. And that's quite an honor. I don't think it's the greatest honor of being a mother, but it's quite an honor to have a title of a grandfather. And I got my little granddaughter over. I said, come here, man, honey. And she sat down there, and I brought that video up. And in that video, it shows a young boy in school. His professor's telling him God's dead. He said, I know he ain't dead. He said, I know he ain't. He said, because he lives in here. And there'll be that confrontation. There'll be that day that you'll have to stand for God. And that's why it's important that a father and a mother instill in the heart of a child where they come from and where they're going when they die. It's important. I'll tell you what, if you do, you'll receive that child again one day. I got a daughter in heaven. One day I'll receive her again. Some of you got children in heaven. I got a mom and a father in heaven. And one day I'll be with them again. You see, that's one thing good about heaven. We get to see our loved ones again. And praise God, we don't need to give up. We don't need to let our cold be quenched. We don't never need to lose sight of heaven. I'm telling you, when God said, I'll not have you be ignorant. When God said, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I'd have told you. I'm telling you, buddy, she never gave up. And the title mother is given to one that suffers on behalf of others. The title of mother is someone that sacrifices. She finds him blue light specials. She finds him buy one, get one free. She finds him 20% discounts. She's the one that cuts all them coupons out. She's the one somehow. My mom, before they ever even come out with the movie Transformers, she'd start out with something like a roast. And then it ended up something like, I don't know, maybe soup. But I remember what it ended up on Friday. It was hash. I remember that. Hash. I loved it too. I mean, you just took leftover meat and mixed a little bit of potatoes with it, a little bit of onions with it, and flour, and made a little bit of gravy, and I loved hash. Boy. But it didn't start out as hash. It ended up as hash, but I loved it. And I remember one time my mama said, what do you want on your birthday? And I said, Mom, what I want on my birthday? I said, I doubt I could ever have it. And she thought I was talking some real elaborate thing. She said, well, what do you want? And I said, I'd like to have some of that hash. And she just laughed. But she made me some hash. Boy, I tell you what, it's as good as ever. But a mother, it's a title of one that suffers. She suffers giving birth. She suffers some of the things that mothers never talk to nobody about. She's like Jesus' mother. She just kept those things in her heart. Everybody don't know what all the mother goes through. They keep them in their heart. The Lord knows. The Lord's aware of all that the mother goes through. He gives grace. All of that's about this woman. But I got three thoughts I want to give. This I got in the shower this morning. I had the thought about this text all week long. But I got these three thoughts in the shower this morning about a mother. And I'll give them to you as fast as I can. We'll leave the house of God. But a mother, one of the things that mothers do is they grieve. They grieve a lot. They grieve. And I worked with a lady at work this week. Her name's Nancy. And this week she got a phone call about her mother. And her mother went into cardiac arrest. And I remember Nancy was working with me in there that day. She had the phone call, and I come out to see if everything's all right. And with tears in her eyes, She said, "Brother Eddie, pray for my mother. I'm gone to the hospital." She couldn't even tell our boss, our supervisor. It was urgent. And I said, "Go on, it'll be all right." And in the sight of everybody, I just fell over on the cabinet. And I said, "Dear Lord, if you be willing, would you please let Nancy's mother live long enough that Nancy would have her for Mother's Day one more time?" As far as I know, God granted that. And I asked God to help Nancy get to the hospital safely. And she did. She called and said that she'd arrived and is working on her mother. But a mother has a lot of grief. Nancy's a mother, and her mother, you know, her mother didn't want to be in a hospital. Her mother wanted to be at home. And you know, there's a lot of grief involved in being a mother. Everything don't always go. I tell a lot of people this, they don't believe me, but women are home builders and men are home wreckers. Women have like a bird's build a nest mentality, and men have like what's for breakfast mentality, and they're willing to break the eggs to have breakfast. I mean, hate to say it, but women do a lot of grieving. A mother is most of the time grieving. The Bible talked about Rebekah, the two wives that Esau took. The Bible said it was a grief to her. Everything don't always go as planned. Sometimes what you hear grieves you, and mothers come in contact with a lot of grief. A lot of grief. They have the grief of sometimes their children doing things. I remember my mama and my father had to meet me at the police station because I stole a rope at a construction site. I was probably 10 years old, but we wanted to have a rope swing across the creek on. And even though I've been told not to take things, I did it anyway. We got this rope hung up in this tree, and we was down there swinging across Bowers Creek. The next day at school, they called my name over intercom. And I had to come to the principal's office, and then he had to take me, and the policeman was there to take me in the police car up to the police station. There's my mother and my father. As ashamed as I was of what I did, I didn't realize how severe it was until I'd done it. And I thought, you know, we just got a rope, big deal. But we had to meet with a guy, the construction owner, and he had a little grace about him. He said, "It's all right. They just wanted to swing across the creek. It'll be all right." But I saw the grief in my mother's eye. I remember the grief in her eye, Brother Melvin, when they had to come up there and get their son out of jail. A lot of grief. Mothers, they grieve a lot. And also, mothers give a lot. And mothers, Carolyn, they do without. They make sacrifices. They don't want nobody really to know it, but behind the scenes, they're sacrificing. They take money they need and give it to somebody that don't really need it and go out and waste it. I don't know that anybody ever give a mother the honor that they deserve, but mothers do a lot of grieving and mothers do a lot of giving and they get so little in return. Mothers, I don't know how in the world, my mama, whenever I needed money, somehow she always had money. She had laid back. Sometimes, Carolyn, she'd have it in a deep freeze. Other times, she'd have it up in the cabinet in a coffee can or something. And she said, "I was needing this money, but here, you take it." She was trying to give a hint to me. Man, mothers do that. They do a lot of giving. They give themselves. They give themselves to the point they, a lot of them have nervous breakdowns. I mean, they just give plumb out, Linda. They give themselves. They spread themselves so far, a lot of them have nervous breakdowns. I mean, they just give it all away. They give all their sleep away. They give up the middle of the night. We had babies, Carolyn. My wife would get up the middle of the night. She'd go get a bottle ready, or she'd go change a diaper, and I'd just sleep like a log. No fault at all. But then mothers, they just get up. It's just natural, Margaret. They go in there, "What's the matter?" The little baby laying there crying. "Galen, glad to see a mama come to the crib, change that diaper, or give a bottle, or maybe just give a kiss, or sang a little lullaby or something like that. Mothers give themselves. The last point I want to spend a lot of time on. You got grieving mothers. You got giving mothers. And this last point, every child ought to have a godly mother.
That's right.
I'll tell you what, buddy. The husband may not put much thought to going to church. Fathers may not see the significance of getting children in church, but I found out mothers know that their children need to be in church, and they'll get them up, Brother Vernon, and they'll herd them up. Somehow or another, they'll get the car running. Somehow or another, they'll get gas money. Somehow or another, they'll get starch shirts and iron pants and make them children as presentable as they can. And somehow or another, they'll get them children in church. Godly mothers. The husband, he don't speak against it. That gives him free time. He kind of wants it. He ought to be with them. That's the way I was. I should have been with them. Man, my wife took the kids to church, Carolyn, and I went hunting or fishing or drinking or whatever. The godly mother sees to it that those children are in church. She sees to it. She makes whatever time it's needed, she makes it to get those children ready, to get them in the car and to get them in church. I think every child ought to have a godly mother. I heard Linda say she heard her mama praying for her. She said her mama forgot to call out her name, and that is possible. If she had a long list, she mentioned several. She was praying, but she had a godly mother. Said she heard her praying. Margaret's got a godly mother. I've heard her pray. And I'm sure some of you've got godly mothers, but every child ought to have a godly mother that'll get down. Not just pray, but put some feet on it and get those children in the house of God where the husband will go or not. That's what I said about Bethel. It was all women. There wasn't a man to be found nowhere. I was out of place over there. And after a little while, somebody said, Eddie Wade got saved. And I believe someone come over there just out of curiosity and said, I don't believe it, but I want to go see it. And I guess some of them got a little of it too, Brother Melvin. You know, I preached last Sunday about find that one. And I promise you this, if you can find that one, it'll build a church. If you find that one that's the least likely to ever get saved and get them to God and get them saved, I'll tell you what, it'll bring a crowd. Come and see that impossibility. I remember the day I got baptized at Brother Enfield Baptist Church, Brother George Chris, and Brother Ricky Prophet, they both took me down in the water, and God had a little humor in that. I was next one in line behind the woman I'd made fun of getting saved, standing forward. And she got baptized, and here I was, making fun of her husband. They'll have you down there baptizing you. And I was the one ahead, right behind her. God had a little humor in that. I don't have no problem with that. I'm just glad I got saved. But I got baptized. This guy I worked with, Mark Bunch, Gayla, here he come. I seen him coming. I know it wasn't going to be fun. He came up to me and he said, I refuse to believe God saved you. I said, I sure ain't going to argue with you, buddy. I refuse it too. I said, I don't know how in the world God could save someone like me. He said, I want to hear your testimony. I told him my testimony. He broke down in tears, embraced me. He said, I believe it now. It is kind of far-fetched, but I'll tell you what, God does things like that. He does impossible things. Things are impossible with me and impossible with God. And I'll tell you right now, when a child has got a godly mother, I'm telling you, buddy, the odds are they'll live for God. They'll get saved. Amen. Oh, would to God we have some godly mothers. I believe on Mother's Day we had some godly mothers, Carolyn. I believe he'd be here today. I've done my best trying to get Brother James's daughter here this morning. I really wanted her to be here. Someone ought to make her copy of this CD if you know how to do it. I don't know how to make a copy of the CD. I know how to download them, but I ain't smart. Anthony showed me how to download them, but I don't know how to burn a CD. But if you know how to burn a CD, I wish you'd burn one. I wish you'd get it to her. Because I told her that day at the Goodwill store, I said, you know what this little girl wants? She said, now what? I said, she won't see her mom in church. Only one that can do that's her. She's the only one that can get that little girl and say, get ready, we're going to church. And she'll be able to see the joy in that little girl's heart. We're going to church. Mom and me is going to church today. Ever a little girl ought to have a godly mother, at least on Mother's Day, sitting with them in the house of God. Boy, it's sad when you see little children. And they want their mama with them. They want their daddy with them. And here they are. We go get them. We had a whole two pews of children up here. I remember Brother Eddie prayed, my mama will come with me. I said, I will. And I went over and talked to them. I said, they want you to come with them. Well, I may sometime. Well, now, Michelle did come a couple times with Peyton and Dawson. She did. She said, I will sometime. And she did. And I commend her for it. She'll do more of it. But she did come. But every little boy and every little girl want their mama to come with them. I believe we had more godly mothers. I believe not only they come with their children, they make sure their children are brought up in love and admonition of the Lord. I believe they'll make sure their children make a way to the church, make it get here. They're here for Sunday school and all that. But a godly mother, she knows those kids need to be in church. And the father does too, but he won't do nothing about it. That mother will, amen. And I'll tell you what, the day and hour we're living in, boy, the love of many has waxed cold. I know that's a reference. That's a reference, actually, to how much we love God. We don't love Him as much as we did when we first got saved. David Ailes preached yesterday, preached that message on don't get bitter, get better. But I heard him preach one time, Molly, and he's talking about just pulling up in the church parking lot. He said, I didn't need three songs by the Do Right Quartet to weep. He said, I just pulled in the parking lot and started weeping.
Yes.
Because I knew I wasn't even worthy to go in. I wasn't worth nothing. He said, I was just so humbled. I just got saved. My heart was just so humble. Boy, that's when the love is where it needs to be. He said, I'd sit out in the parking lot and just weep. I remember I couldn't get a testimony out. I remember standing up and I couldn't get a word out. I just stood up and weeped. See, that's when that love is where it's supposed to be. That's when better than nothing else matters. Love of many's wax cold. Boy, it'd be good if a dam could break and we could get back, boy, I mean, to that vibrant love for God like we need. If you don't, buddy, I'll tell you what, pretty soon you'll find yourself an absentee. But children need a godly mother. They need a godly mother that's got love, not just for God, but love of God for her children, and she'll gather them. Someone told a story one time about some kind of brush fire or something that burned across the West at one time and devoured many homes, Carolyn. And this farmer come out there and look at the aftermath. I mean, everything's gone, Keith. It's burnt to the ground. And he's out there looking at all that he had's gone. And he comes up, Brother Melvin, and there's a hen, and I mean, she's just burnt to a crisp and just kind of mad. He just hauled off and kicked that hen. And when he did, he said there was a whole covey of little chicks come out from underneath her wings and took off running. That's the way mothers love. They'll give their lives for the sake of their children. That's the kind of love Jesus has. I believe a mother's love and Jesus' love is like that. Jesus said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophets and them that are sent unto thee, how I would that you'd come to me, but you would not. He said, I'd have gathered your children like a mother, as a hen doeth her chicks under her wings. He said, therefore your house is left unto you desolate. Would to God we had, Brother Melvin, just 1 ounce of love like it ought to be. Mothers, they never give up. Mothers, they prevail. I mean, the odds can be out of proportion. Everybody else will give up, Carolyn, but the mother. She'll never give up. She'll never give up. I remember hearing a story my pastor told it about a woman fell on the altar. You know how good Baptist churches are. I mean, pray 5-10 minutes and that's it. She done been up here for hours. Everybody's sitting there trying to figure out what to do. And somebody finally come up there and prayed with her a little while and went back and And Linda finally, they come up there and said, "What's the matter?" She said, "They'll sweep my dead bones out of this church before I'll get up." She said, "I want God to save my boy. And I'm not going to give up till he gets saved." And he thought, "What are we going to do? How many months time to go home?" And she's on the altar and she's weeping and praying and crying. And everybody thinking, "Hey, this is not normal. What do we do here?" About that time, he didn't have to worry no further. The doors the back of the church opened and a big old robust boy come crying down the aisle, fell out beside that mother and gave his heart to Jesus. She wouldn't give up. Amen. He couldn't handle it. I'll tell you, mothers, you got grieving mothers, you got giving mothers, you got godly mothers. I thank God on this Mother's Day, I'll tell you. I saw a lot of that in my mother. I saw my mother, boy, do impossibilities. I saw her make a nickel spend like $10. I saw her give more until it hurt. I saw her give till there wasn't nothing left. And she continued to give. But I also saw God in my mother. And I thank God, like Brother Vernon's son there. Boy, those visions of days gone by. I thought about her saying, "Time to get up. Breakfast is done." I remember as a little boy, I'd go out and play and get all dirty. And she'd tell me, "Go in there and take a bath." And I'd go in there and splash around a little bit with him. She said, "You take a bath?" "Yeah, Mom." She'd come in there with him, grab that little bony arm up and say, "What's all this rust down through here?" I said, "I missed that part, Mom." She pulled that ear back. She said, "What's all this behind that ear?" I said, "I missed that, Mom." She said, "I'm going to give you a bath if you don't take one." Visions, days gone by. I remember those days. Trying to get in there, and I'd jump in there somehow, and just kind of with a towel around me. She grabbed me by the arm. She said, "Come on in. I'm going to show you how to take a bath." But oh me, I wished I could hold my mother again. I wished I could pray, talk to my mother again. Wished I could sit at her table again. But one day we will sit at a table, and it'll be the Marriage Supper of the Lamb. Father, we thank You for the moments, Lord, You give us this morning, for memories, Lord, that no doubt many, Lord, were caused to dwell upon this morning. And Lord, I know You know the hearts here. If there be one here this morning, Lord, that's in danger of dying, lost, without God, Lord, end up in hell before the sun goes down, I would to God, Lord, You'd prick their heart right now. I would to God, Lord, old time conviction come upon them. And I wish, Lord, they'd make their way to this altar. Make things right between them and the Lord. Before it's everlasting too late. In Jesus' name, amen. I ask everybody to stand, please. Thank you for bearing with me. I hope something said this morning helped you realize that God has blessed you even if you went through hardships. He'd give you grace to bear it. You need to come this morning. You come.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glorious is on earth we
wish but we
do His good will.
Is there another needs to come?
With the
appreciate Brother William. What a godly example to show how easy it is just to walk up here.
Trust and obey.
Lord, we thank You, Father, Brother William. We thank You, Lord, for the good hand of God on this brother. Lord, an example of believer in word and deed. Bless Brother William. Bless his family, Lord. Keep him, Lord, I pray, as the apple of Your eye. Keep him, Lord, I pray, near Your Son. We pray Your mighty blessing over him. Wish others, Lord, would come and join him. Wish others, Lord, this morning, Lord, would come and say, "Lord, thank You for my mother. Thank You, Lord, dear Father." Lord, I pray, Father God, this morning for those that are here lost. I wish they'd come up here and say, "God, I need help. I need God's help. I need to get saved. Help, Lord." us, but we will. Don't come this morning. You probably got a mother in heaven. She's probably wishing you'd come this morning, give your heart to Jesus, so the herald of heaven could say, so-and-so just got saved. It'd be good. She could rest in the sound of someone that she loves got saved. It'd be sad on that day. When there's a great separation, when God's got to wipe away the tears out of people's eyes, because everybody don't get to go into heaven, because some were stubborn, because some just would not let Him be Lord. They held on to some little thing and missed everything by doing it. You ought to come this morning. Say, Lord, if You'll have me, here I am. Such as I am, I give unto Thee. You ought to come. Come. Don't let the devil beat you out of it. That's what the song says. Trust and obey. No other way. What are you waiting on? You going to let the devil beat you out of it? She'll sweet at His feet. Coming this morning, don't forget to come back tonight at 5 o'clock. I have to admit, I believe you'll be glad you come tonight. And who's got a word on your heart? Maybe Daniel and Holden and others will come tonight. Has anybody got a word this morning? Give you an opportunity if you got a praise or a thought.
Get some Mother's Day gifts in
the car. Got some Mother's Day. Got some Mother's Day things there to hand out. Anybody got a word this morning? I thank God for my mother. I believe God gave me the best mother in the world, and I'm sure you feel the same way about yours. But I'll tell you one thing, boy. I definitely was a handful. She knew what to do with this little boy. She got a hold of me more than once. Yeah.
I thank the Lord this morning for my mother. My
bless you, Mom.
No longer here, but I yeah. know one day I'll be back with her.
Amen.
All us kids right, but we wondered, some of us did.
Yeah.
But we had a wonderful mother, and she was just a mother to us. Every child.
Mother to all. That was good. Bless you, Mom. That's where my mom was. She didn't turn none down. Somehow or another, she fed them all, like Molly said. She sure did. Anybody else got a word this morning? And if not, we'll certainly be dismissed. And on your way out, I think Brother Melvin's going to hand out some Mother's Day gifts. Dismiss us, Brother Vernon. Thank you for coming this morning. Come back tonight. Bring a couple with you.
Father, again, we come to you, Lord, and desiring to thank you once more for this day and for the good that you've given your houses. Lord, we thank you for your presence with us.